In this bulletin, appeals grow louder for Australians to help find the people sabotaging the nation's strawberries. The ICAC recommends the former head of the Immigrant Women's Health Service be prosecuted for misconduct in public office. And Donald Trump says he's open to negotiating an end to the trade war with China. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Ryan. More than 100 police are investigating the sabotage of the strawberry industry, and the Queensland Premier has again pleaded for the public to help track down the culprits. The Queensland Government has offered a $100,000 reward, leading to the arrest of those involved, with 60 detectives and Australian Border Force officers involved in the investigation. In Queensland, a $1 million fund has been created to help struggling strawberry growers through the crisis. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has told the Nine Network it's been a devastating time for strawberry farmers.
These people employ hundreds of workers, and we need to do everything we can to make sure that we find who is responsible for this. It is appalling. It is appalling, and I can't, you know, for the life of me, work out why anyone would want to do this.
And New South Wales police are investigating at least 20 cases of needles being found in fruit, including an apple and a banana. Perpetrators and consumers falsely claiming a discovery could face up to 10 years in jail. Strict export rules have been introduced as a result of the strawberry contamination. Exporters have been told they must prove their fruit has been cleared through a metal detector or X-ray machine before the Department of Agriculture issues a permit. Danny Doherty of the New South Wales Police says he doesn't know why the contamination is happening, but says the perpetrator could face a long jail sentence.
In relation to the motivation, in relation to these offences, we still haven't have any confirmed motivation or reasons why a person would want to do this. But all investigations have been treated as genuine. So any incident of food contamination is going to be considered a 10-year jail sentence and will be investigated accordingly.
The corruption watchdog in New South Wales has recommended a woman be prosecuted for misconduct in public office for rorting almost $800,000 from charities. The Independent Commission Against Corruption has made 24 serious corrupt conduct findings against Imam Sherabeen following a lengthy inquiry. The ICAC found the former head of the Immigrant Women's Health Service transferred more than $440,000 from the organisation to her own bank account between 2007 and early 2016. It found she used the funds for various personal purchases, including $18,000 towards a Mercedes for her husband and $13,500 on jewellery. President Donald Trump says he's open to negotiating an end to the trade war with China, a day after imposing new tariffs on almost $277 billion worth of Chinese imports. But the US president has threatened to add tariffs on another $370 billion of Chinese goods if Beijing retaliates. China has already hit back with levies on about $83 billion of US imports. President Trump says despite the ongoing tension, the US may make a deal at some point with China.
We're doing a very good job with China. China's been taking advantage of the United States for a long time, and that's not happening anymore. We can't let that happen. I have a great relationship with President Xi. He's a friend of mine, but we can't, I've been telling him we can't let it happen.
The new tariff measures will take effect on the 24th of September. Labor's Treasury spokesman Chris Bowen has called for calm in the trade war between the United States and China, warning that Australia's economy could take a hit from the dispute. Mr. Bowen says Australia's high household debt and small budget surpluses have left the country vulnerable to major international economic downturns.
Now, we hope that sanity prevails, that China and the United States sort out their issues. I was in China a little more than a week ago, talking about some of these issues and getting a Chinese perspective. This is important. It's important. We shouldn't overstate it. We shouldn't be alarmist. But the downside risk for Australia is material.
Well, now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, sunny in 21. Adelaide, a shower or two in 16. Melbourne, a shower or two in 15. Hobart, much the same, 13 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong, also mostly sunny, 26. Sydney, mostly sunny in 28. Newcastle, similar, 28. Brisbane, sunny, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 30. And Darwin, partly cloudy and a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.